From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
I'm Melissa Block, and we begin this hour with an interview with the U.S. Ambassador to Iraq, Ryan Crocker. The congressional hearings are over. Ambassador Crocker and General David Petraeus will soon head back to Baghdad. The president will speak to the country tomorrow night. He's expected to embrace the recommendation for a drawdown of some 30,000 troops from Iraq by next summer. Congress will once again wrangle over war funding and benchmarks and a timetable. This much seems clear. By even the most optimistic assessments of what's going on in Iraq, progress is slow, gains are fragile. That was the message implied by Ambassador Crocker yesterday when he was asked this question by Senator John McCain.
Ambassador Crocker, what is your degree of confidence that the Maliki government will begin to do the things that we've been asking them to do for a long time?
My level of confidence is under control.
Ambassador Crocker joins us now from the State Department. Welcome to the program.
Thanks very much.
That was not exactly a ringing endorsement of your faith in the Iraqi prime minister. What did you mean by that?
The Maliki government has faced a number of challenges trying to formulate legislation, particularly on the benchmarks, and move those to the Council of Representatives. This will continue to be difficult, not because the prime minister is not making an effort, but because these are hard issues that require a lot of hard work and compromise that has been difficult to get in the current environment in Iraq.
I think everyone accepts that this is hard work, but is Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki the right man to do that job?
Well, as the president has said, he considers the prime minister a good man with a very difficult job.
I'd like to play you some reaction to your testimony before Congress. This is from a Sunni lawmaker, Salim Abdullah, who talked to our reporter Jamie Terabay in Baghdad, and he said your testimony glossed over real political problems. Here's what he said.
I believe it's in the interest of the American government to show that there is political progress. So Crocker didn't talk about the crisis, about the parties which boycott the government, or how to get over these difficulties.
Ambassador Crocker, he's talking about a crisis within the national government itself.
Well, Iraq faces any number of problems and indeed crises. The decision by the Tawafiq Bloc coalition of Sunni Arab parties, which I presume Mr. Abdullah was referring to withdraw its ministers from the Maliki cabinet at the beginning of August, has certainly presented yet again a fresh challenge to the government. But the government continues.
Ambassador Crocker, what do you make of the most recent national intelligence estimate on Iraq, which says the Iraqi government will become more precarious over the next 6 to 12 months?
I'm not entirely sure what that is based on. Again, the government faces significant challenges, including its own composition. At the same time, they do continue their executive role. One example of that was the decision by the prime minister and the cabinet to provide substantial additional resources to the province of Anbar. So, again, an important decision by the government and a step of some significance in the entire reconciliation effort.
So you would say the assessment of the intelligence community, is at odds with what you're seeing on the ground?
I think that the government clearly is going to face challenges. It has faced them over the 6 months I've been there. I am certain it will continue to face them through the next 6 months and beyond. Whether that means that the position of the government becomes more precarious or not, I really couldn't predict.
We've heard a lot about gains made in Anbar province, mostly Sunni province of sheikhs there, splitting with insurgents, siding with the United States. As provinces like Anbar gain more power, do you run the risk of splitting the country apart?
This is an important question. Iraq, the new Iraq, is established as a federal republic. So the supposition here is that there will be a degree of decentralization. One of the important issues that Iraqis have to resolve is just how much, and that's where the debate on provincial powers comes into play. The issues are as serious as they were in our own states' rights debates many years ago. What I think we've seen in Anbar, though, is both an assertion of responsibility and authority by provincial authorities, but also efforts by both the province and the central government to link up together.
If you look throughout Iraq, obviously the Kurdish population in the north, which has had some degree of autonomy for many years, Shiite population in the south, which is asserting its autonomy as well. Do you accept on some level that Iraq is becoming a de facto partition state, call it soft partition, whatever you want, but that it is essentially fracturing along sectarian lines?
I don't see it as fracturing. I see, again, a form of federalism. But I also see the clear intention on the part of senior figures from all three communities to maintain a connection to the center and, in some important respects, to be part of that center.
One thing that did not come up in your testimony was the displacement of Iraqis. By one estimate, 100,000 Iraqis a month have fled their homes since the surge began, and essentially going to areas where they find their own sectarian group, Shiites fleeing to Shiite areas, Sunnis to Sunni areas. Doesn't that contribute to this notion of Iraq dividing itself?
Well, the problem of displacement is a serious one, both the numbers of people already displaced and the fact that in some areas displacement still continues. I think the surge has made a substantial difference in reducing those flows, but they need to be stopped and then over time reversed. Very significant parts of the country and indeed of the city of Baghdad itself remain mixed communities. And I think it's important that we and the Iraqis make every effort to ensure that those communities maintain their current composition.
Do you see any progress on that?
I do, actually. I think the surge has gone a considerable distance to stabilizing conditions in Baghdad. And as conditions stabilize, I think the displacement rates diminish.
Just one last question. There has been a lot of buildup to this week's testimony from yourself and from General David Petraeus. Is there a sense of relief as you head back to Baghdad in some way?
Well, as I mentioned at one point in the testimony, after going through 17 hours of hearings, Baghdad is actually looking rather good. but it was actually a privilege and an honor to be part of the American democratic process and to have the chance to reflect that even while one is in the hot seat, the fact that we have these institutions and that we have these processes is what makes us the great country we are today.
Ambassador Crocker, thanks for talking with us.
Thanks very much, Melissa.
Ryan Crocker is the U.S. ambassador to Iraq. Tomorrow on Morning Edition, an interview with General David Petraeus, the top U.S. military commander in Iraq. He talks about the additional troops there now and their role in reducing violence.